Now we've got Nancy Cox with us. Hey, Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everything?
Doing well. Let's have the Nancy good. Nancy Cox music, please.
Thank you.
Yeah, there she is, and all her radiant beauty. Are we still having our...
Speaking of that, Jack, do you know... Well, you don't know, but I boldly remember the first time I met you. It was at the Miss Kentucky pageant that you emceed. I was the reigning Miss Kentucky. That would have been 1991. And wow. I mean, it was like, oh, Jack Patty, he's so awesome.
And look, you're still hanging out with him. That's cool.
They can't get rid of
him. Can't get
that
rid of
it. That makes me awesome, I think.
I think so. You're way up awesome. There.
Here's a spoiler alert. This survey is going to make you weep for humanity. I want to ask both of you gals this question. New survey asked people, if you had to spend an entire day away from your family, your pets, your friends, and your phone, which one would you miss the most?
Oh, I know what people said.
Yep. The phone was the number one answer.
Isn't that depressing?
Yep. 24%.
That's terrible.
Yeah, 24% said their phone. 9% said they would miss their pets. 7% said they would miss their family. And 3% would miss their best friend.
Woo! Wow.
Man, what are we doing? We got to get our priorities straight.
That awful?
Right, and I think technology was supposed to help us all work less and work more efficiently. And I mean, I'm much more tied to the office with the phone in my hand.
Sure you are.
Because, you get a story idea or a question from someone at work, and it's just 24/7. And, you know, I don't think it's good for us, and it's certainly not good for society, in my opinion.
I agree.
That doesn't surprise me, though. Yeah.
And sort of on a related subject, it's almost impossible to use any social media without being narcissistic, kind of the point of the entire industry, I think. But which social media network makes us the most vain, self-centered, and conceited? Would you like to take a guess?
I think Facebook.
Yeah, I think Facebook. Or maybe Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram.
I'm not on Instagram.
I'm not either.
Yeah. I don't do it well enough. I just stalk everybody on Instagram. That's all I do.
64% of people said it's number one. Snapchat was second, 15%. Twitter was third at 11%. And Facebook was fourth, 10%. Survey also found 67% of us like other people's Instagram posts if they usually like ours, and 78% know someone who deletes posts if they don't get enough likes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hey, Nancy, do you do Snapchat?
I do not. A lot of people at work do, and I don't want anything else to deal with. With work, we're somewhat encouraged or required to do Twitter and Facebook, and that's enough for me right now.
That's enough.
I'll tell you, Snapchat is fun for me, though, because they've got all those filters. So I do that with my kids, as I'm constantly sending them, you know, and suddenly you'll have a Viking helmet on. And
those are cute.
I send those fun things with my children. But they've got this whole world where if you don't immediately respond to somebody's snap that they send you, then you're being rude to them or disrespectful. So they have the pressure to constantly, immediately reply.
That's so bad.
That's a vicious circle.
Really, no kidding. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, really.
Well, I thought about reading more on the narcissism study, but honestly, if it's not about me, I don't care much about it. Hey, thank you, Nancy.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
We'll be watching you tonight.